Welcome to the Rodberry Mindcast, broadcasting live here on Minds, your 5 minutes with some of the most interesting folk out there today. I'm thrilled to have with me one Marcus Tully, investigative journalist extraordinaire, who is currently the top-ranked journalist on the entire platform. Not that I'm jealous, Tully.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rod. Thanks for having me on.
Tully, straight to business. You recently made waves with your expose of the French finance minister, Gabriel Dupont, who was subsequently found guilty of corruption. Can you remind us what he did?
Sure. You'll remember that Paris experienced some pretty horrendous floods 2 years ago.
From the rains, correct?
Yeah, that's right. The Louvre was pretty devastated.
As were we all.
So, a bunch of companies bid for the government contract to renovate it afterwards and install upgraded flood protection, plus a new barrier between the Louvre and the Seine. DuPont basically passed on information about the bids to one of the bidders. They put in a higher bid and won.
DuPont took a cut, right?
1%, correct. They put it in a coin wallet that was meant to be untraceable.
And this is where I get interested. You were able to provide messages between DuPont and the winning bidder and trace the wallet. How do you even get onto a story about this to start with? And when you're on the hunt, how do you get hold of things like those messages or trace the wallet?
That's a lot of questions.
Sorry, I know, I'm getting excited.
Well, we had a tip-off from someone blowing the whistle on another aspect of the investigation we haven't released yet. And in the course of unravelling that, we came across these particular messages. That's often how it works. From the outside, if these things are well covered up, you might not even suspect anything is going on.
Can you say who that was?
No. For their safety, they have to remain anonymous.
Okay. So what about the emails and the wallet? Were those leaks too?
I have some great people on my team that specialise in this kind of forensic investigation. One woman in particular that joined us last year. And it's really grunt work, you know, like a copper walking the beat. Everything is out there if you know broadly where to look and if you're prepared to put in the time and call enough sources. But I will say, this particular team member is incredibly talented at spotting patterns. Genius, in fact.
Patterns? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a broad term we kick around. But essentially, it's noticing that, say, a person normally acts very consistently in their communication habits and then for a week does something really inconsistent and then returns to the normal routine. So then we take a closer look at that week.
Yeah, you've lost me.
Don't worry, she loses me too. That's why we have teams, right? To work with people better than yourself at specific tasks. I'm just the figurehead.
I'm sure that's not true, but it does bring me to my next question. Tully, you're one of the most followed journalists on Minds. Talk to me a bit about how the business has changed during your time in this line of work.
Well, the big change is that none of us work for media groups anymore, right? We're all independents with our own teams, which is higher risk, higher reward.
You used to work for the Times, I believe.
That's right. A long time ago now.
Do you ever miss it?
I miss working with colleagues instead of competitors. I keep looking back and wondering how it all changed so fast. You had all these demagogic politicians in the 30s hammering away at consumer trust in media. Then I guess digital did the rest. Platforms like Minds became better ways of distributing and people wanted celebrity journalists.
Celebrity is a good way of thinking about it. Although when I think about celebrity journalists, I think of people like Jordan Banfwick.
I thought we were talking about journalists.
Oh, well, let's call him a commentator. Anyway, my point is, he's very much in the limelight, while you seem to stay out of it, yet still maintaining one of the biggest followings in the space.
My readers don't follow me, they follow my work.
And Banfwick?
He's an entertainer. And don't get me wrong, there's room for that, why not? But it's not the same. He doesn't do serious journalism of his own. For that, you need to look at people like Farintold Jr. or myself.
Marcus Tully, thank you so much for your time and your answers.
Thank you, Rod.
And that's a goodbye from me. This was Rodberry Mindcast, sponsored by Skito Killer, your best bot in the market for zapping those mosquitoes around the house. See you next week, folks.
The Rod Berry Mindcast was a Chainmaker Press production, written and produced by Thomas R. Weaver. The part of Marcus Tully was voiced by Stephen Pacey and Rod Berry by Tom Fairfoot. Recorded by Justin Hill at the Other Operations Studios. Sound engineering by Hamad Rashid. The cover art was by Jimmy Jonad and theme tune by Udio. Mindcast.